Jonathan, from John, from the church, and then we ask him to sit down. Hey, how's everybody doing? Okay? Good, good. Today's got a special name. If you look on the bulletin, okay, it isn't that the word Pentecost? It has the word Sunday after All Saints Day. This past Wednesday was All Saints Day, and so today must be pretty special when we do the same thing in the same week. Wednesday is called All Saints Day. But we know not just All Saints Day, but the day before is much more popular for everybody. What day was Tuesday? Halloween. Anybody dressed up? Did we go trick-or-treating? You a skateboarder? Alright, we're gonna do a park in Versailles. We are. What was everybody dressed up like? What? A dream of genie. Oh, wait, okay. Man, I remember that program. Okay. Anybody else? What do you remember? You that 70s kid you were last week at the party? And Gillen, who's Spider-Man? Yeah. What, anybody else? The Cat in the Hat? Anybody else? Nancy Drew? Okay. Anybody else? Do you want to meet? Alright. Okay. Halloween is awesome, okay? And the word Halloween comes from the word hallow, because it is All Hallows Eve. And the word hallow simply means holy, or sanctified, or saint. So it's All Saints Eve. But in England, okay, the show that you get Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Now, when I was a little kid, we got Halloween. But we didn't do anything like trick or treat. That only started in England about 5 years ago. Okay, I think it's the song American TV decided to start. So we didn't do trick or treat. But we had lanterns. Okay? Now, in England, we didn't have anything called pumpkins. So we used turnips. And that's the truth. It would take us about a week and a half to carve. And turnips are real solid, okay? And the bigger the turnips, the longer it took you to carve. It took forever. And there were three kids in our family, so we had turnips a lot. And we did Halloween. Some people use potatoes and carve out potatoes. Okay, so we have turnips or potatoes and carve out. When I came to the United States, okay, I discovered these things called pumpkins. Did anybody here carve a pumpkin? Alright, put your face in the bottom of the stuff. Okay. We just carve a face and I'll turn it. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about pumpkins and All Saints. Whenever people think about saints, you always think of somebody who's kind of extraordinary, who does incredibly special things, okay? Or can walk 5 feet above the ground when you think of their body. They're saints. Let me tell you something, saints are not that at all. Saints are simply ordinary people. Because I think saints are like pumpkins to one. I think God sees us as pumpkins. Let me tell you why. First of all, we pick a pumpkin. We go to the store with a pumpkin back, we choose a pumpkin. God chooses us. Jesus said that very clearly. You do not choose me, I choose you. So God chooses us, okay? He picks us. And then he takes us, okay? And he's got us as his pumpkin. First thing we do, okay, is let's make a little hole in our head. Okay? And then God reaches in and takes out all that yucky stuff. You know that slime stuff? And all the seeds? Okay? God goes down there, okay, and he takes out all the yucky stuff. He takes out all the seeds. Seeds of envy. Seeds of pride. Seeds of gossip. Seeds of hatred. Seeds of malice. God goes in and takes out all that yucky stuff and throws it. Then God makes in us a face. Not only face, okay, like a scary one, but a face that's kind. And then when he's carved a face in us, then he puts his light inside of us. And puts the lid back on. Because what God asks of us, okay, is that we, in our life, show forth the light of Christ. I think God sees every single one of us as pumpkins. And all saints are those people who are willing to let God put his hand in us, take out the yucky stuff, put a kind face on us, give us his light, and let his light shine through us. You know who are the saints? You know what the saints? It's okay. And you know who are the saints? Look down. Here we are, the saints. God's special. Amen. Thank you, guys.